By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after rallying supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday evening, as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million with just 2 weeks of voting to go. Trump's trip comes the day before Biden's old boss, former President Barack Obama, is to hit the campaign trail for the Democratic candidate, also in the state of Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. Biden spent Tuesday preparing for Thursday's debate against Trump in Nashville. National opinion polls showing former President Biden holding a wide lead over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people here in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. While U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the United States have been dying at a much higher rate from the coronavirus than white Americans, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But the CDC said the deaths of Hispanics in 2020 time frame were more than 50% higher than the recent deaths of Blacks, up more than 30%, and Asian Americans more than 36%. By remote, this is BOA.